Welcome in to this edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Embody, happy to be joined by new SMU offensive line commit, Reagan Gill. Reagan, thanks so much for the time, man. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on. It's a great experience to be on a podcast that covers, you know, the school that I wanted to go to.
Of course. And, you know, taking a little bit of time, you said you got done with practice this morning. How's summer workouts going now that, you know, you're committed, you can kind of lock in and focus on your senior year?
It's really good because I don't have to worry about, it's awesome because Coach Justice gave me a bunch of stuff that he thinks I need to work on. And I've been trying to work on it and getting better at what he wants me to, work on. So been just focusing on getting my game a little bit better.
And what are some of the things that he identified in your game that not only he liked about you and obviously offered, pursued, and got you committed, but also what you should be working on a little bit?
My run blocking, he said, was really good. So I've been working even more on trying to be more aggressive with my double teams and just working on driving the guy out of the way and not trying to just move him necessarily, be aggressive. Pass that he wanted me to work on, you know, just doing it correctly. I mean, cause in high school you can kind of get away with a bad kick step and, you can still dominate someone on a pass block in high school, but in college it's going to be a little bit more of a tough task against some of these great athletes that you can't really just get away with a bad technique. You have to be really good consistently.
And what are you kind of doing to work on your game and to get it right for the next level?
Just watching multiple professional linemen and stuff like that, how they kick step, learning about like making sure I'm not trying to kick like false step when I'm doing it, or not trying to give up inside too much and try to stop a bull rush. And I'm working everything about pass set. I can't really put a one link. Like I don't know how to explain it. I can't really say I'm working on one thing. I think I'm working on everything about it.
And you end up committing to SMU this month. Let's go back to that decision. What led to the decision to commit to SMU? What stood out about the program overall?
Well, I mean, if you looked at them last year, they had an amazing year. I think what really sold was the fact that the coaches teach you. They don't expect you to know all the stuff that you should know going to a college level, but they want to teach you, because some colleges will put you into the fire and expect you to know everything. But Coach Justice said, I'm going to teach you before I throw you into the fire, because I don't want you losing confidence and then you trying to transfer away because you lost confidence and you think the coaches don't have any confidence in you. And also another major factor was academic side. I mean, you can't beat an SMU degree, especially with what I want to try to do. I think it's important about education, because football can take me a long path, but you never know how long it could take me. Eventually, I'm going to have to quit and have a good job to support myself financially.
And, you know, you went up there for an unofficial visit. You and Richter Connolly were both on campus. You both end up committing, I think, within hours of each other, really. Mm-hmm. What was the atmosphere like on campus for that event? Because it seemed pretty casual, kind of just hanging out, right?
Yeah, it was very casual. It wasn't trying to throw stuff into your face about the program. It was very just tour the campus, see how you like it. And, I mean, it was a chill day.
And what did you guys do, and just how'd you tell the staff? I assume you probably told them at that event, just based on the timing.
Yes, we had little like a how a visit is, where you tour the campus, and then you obviously do photo shoots, and then you meet with the coaches. But me and Richter committed like almost at the same time. The problem was I didn't have a good enough picture for the commit status, and I posted it the day after, but me and Richter both committed around maybe 10 seconds from each other.
That's pretty wild. Were you guys just back-to-back meetings with the staff or came over to Coach Justice at the same time? What was that like?
So they set up, it was like a barbecue that we did after. By the way, Hutchins Barbecue, some of the best barbecue I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Staple.
Yeah. So Coach Lashley was talking about what they were going to do with the hill, like the hill, and what they're going to make right there. And he goes, does anybody want to say something? So the coach was like, well, if you're going to say it, you might as well go up there and say it in front of the whole coaching staff. So I went, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. So as I'm walking up, Richter walks up with me. And then Richter goes, I'm committing. And I go, okay, well, the nervousness went away in my body. And I went, might as well say it too. So I said, I'm committing. So both of us committed around the same time.
Did the whole crowd or whoever watching just kind of went nuts and just, what was it like? What was your reaction?
Oh, every coach was ecstatic. It was a surreal experience and a surreal feeling of accomplishment.
And this class now has really picked up a ton of steam. I mean, you guys had a few commitments going into the summer, now sitting at 12, right around the time you jumped on board, it was Keldrick that jumped on board. You had the run of defensive players this past weekend. What's the class like? What's the dynamic? Are you close with any of the other guys that are in there?
Right now, me and Richter have been keeping in contact a lot because he did track and field as well. So we didn't go against each other, but I knew about Richter a couple months before we went onto that visit. And then Jackson Lavender and Keldrick and them, I really didn't know a lot about them until after, but they're fantastic athletes. Some of the best I've seen. It's insane.
And Keldrick is the, quarterback in the class right now. I mean, what did you learn about him? What do you think about him?
I mean, he could throw the ball amazing. He can run amazing. I would say he's most like, he's like Patrick Mahomes mixed with like Lamar Jackson. He is just an anomaly. I could see him going to the NFL. I mean, he has fantastic abilities, and I think he has a high IQ of what to do. I mean, he's just a great QB. And he's very humble. He's not too cocky about what he does.
And now, I mean, are you focused on recruiting anyone else, or are you guys just trying to build bonds and, keep this class together and intact and things like that?
Yes, we're trying to keep each other as friends. We're trying to keep each other close. I mean, almost everybody that committed to SMU is still there except for, I think, one person, but I mean, he decided to do what he wanted. I'm not going to put hate on him. Whatever he wanted to do, he did it, and I'm glad for him still.
And you get this decision out of the way. I mean, how much is it, a weight off the shoulder to kind of allow you to just focus on that senior year now?
It's amazing. I mean, I'm just focusing on what to do this high school year because I think I want to end it off with going to state. I mean, that's the big goal for everybody, but I think it'd be cool to end off my final high school season with a state ring or just going to state.
Yeah, and I mean, before or after you do all that, I mean, you're going to get to SMU, you're going to get on campus. What are you look ahead into the future? What are your goals right when you get on campus as far as how you're going to either try to get on the field or impact things right away? What's kind of the plan that they've at least kind of shared with you? I know Coach Justice was he kind of mentioned wanting to make sure he teaches you guys the right things to do before throwing you in there.
Mm-hmm. I think. My goal is just to impress them. And, if I impress them well enough and they go, well, you're going to play and I play good. I mean, all I want to do is help contribute to the team and win. I don't care about all the accolades I could get. I just want to win. I don't see myself as a type of person that's selfish with getting an accolade. I think it's more important for a team goal, not just, oh, yeah, I'm the best player on the field. I don't think that's what's important to winning a football game.
What's Rhett Lashley like? I mean, how much did you get to interact with him, and just how big was he in your decision?
Oh, he's a fantastic guy. He's a fantastic coach. I think what helped me make my decision was he was just amazing. And I've seen his coaching background. I've seen everyone's coaching background. He knows how to coach a football team, and you can get personal with him on a personal level. You don't have to talk about football all the time.
What were the players like, you know, that you've gotten to know? Have you gotten close with any just yet?
Not yet, but I know I saw some of the incoming freshmen. They're really, they came up to me and we talked a little bit. We didn't talk a lot, but they're really nice. And, as I can see, I mean, they look good.
You mentioned, you know, SMU having what you want as far as it sounds like degree program. What do you want to do as far as getting a degree and ending up at, you know, SMU on that front?
I want to major in mass communications or just communications. And then either if I don't like that or I do like it, I want to try to get something in sports management so I can do ESPN broadcasting and be like an analyst of the game.
That's awesome. Is that something you've always kind of circled as wanting to do?
Yes. Originally, I wanted to be. So funny thing was, I always wanted to do something with sports. I always thought kinesiology would have been something I could do, but I realized how long you have to go to school for, and I don't think I can. It's just weird. I don't think I can see a messed up leg and try to fix it. So I think I'd rather report a game and I always love analyzing. Or I don't think that's a word, but
analyzing. You got it, though. You got it.
I always loved analyzing a game and picking the best, like just talking about some of the best players and statistics wise. I think it's always been fun for me to do.
Well, having taken kinesiology class before, that definitely ruled it out pretty quickly for me. I passed barely, but yeah, it's a long road, and credit to the people that can make it through and do that, because it's super important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we got to have you intern at On Three, and we'll start having you break down some of your fellow SMU commits. We'll get the scouting report from you on each of them.
Mm-hmm. That sounds actually like a great experience or opportunity for me to do.
Yeah. You know, are you somebody that just gravitated towards the, you know, analysis right away from a young age, or is it just kind of grown from just a love of sport or what?
Yeah, it's just grown from the love of the sport, because I think every game you go into, you have to look at what their tendencies are, what they like to do, because I played baseball when I was younger too. So I would watch the game before me whenever they were going to play against us after, and I would see the pitcher warming up, and I'd be like, okay, well, he likes to throw this. He likes to throw this. He's very wild when it comes to this count. And I would succeed off of it because I was looking at the pitcher the whole time, and I'll help my teammates because I would be able to tell them, like, look, he's about to do this. And then he would do the exact thing.
So you've done baseball, you've done track. You do football, of course. Is that it? do you play any other sports?
I did basketball in middle school for a little bit. I did some AAU. I messed up my ankle twice, and the reason why I had to quit basketball was because I was supposed to be playing baseball, and I was playing basketball with some of my friends. I went up for a layup. I messed up my ankle. And my baseball coach said, hey, hoop dreams, you're done. You're not playing basketball anymore. So I said, okay, that sounds fine. Played baseball. Had to kind of stop playing baseball this past couple of years because of football. But I might try to figure out if I can play baseball next year.
And so you're very, very sports oriented. What do you like to do outside of playing football? You know, as far as off the field, away from the field, what are some of your other things you're involved with?
I love to fish. I love to fish a lot, especially with my dad and my friends. I mean, I'll go out, I remember during the summer, during COVID, me and my friends would get some fishing rods, and we'd go out to some lakes or some rivers, and we'd fish for 7 hours. We'd fish for the whole day basically, and then come back home and do it again the next day.
That's awesome. Is it, I mean, what do you like to go out and catch? Is it just anything, or have you gone on any bigger trips?
Just basically anything I can get. But if I had to pick a fish, a big mouth bass, or I meant not big mouth, my fault, large mouth bass is probably the best. But around Jersey Village, this area, we'll get smallmouth a couple times more than anything.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, summer's perfect time for it. You get out there a little bit after some workouts in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you got any like favorite shows, favorite movies, or anything like that you're on?
One of my favorite movies of all time is Major League.
That's it.
It's a fantastic movie. I always love to watch it. Every single time it's on, I have to watch it. I like Invincible with Mark Wahlberg, with the Philadelphia Eagles. Some other good movies I like watch. Oh, recently, The Batman with Robert Pattinson in it.
Okay. All right. I need to watch that one. That's the new one, right?
Yes, it's fantastic. I think it's amazing. I think it's the best Batman movie that ever come out, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that one's on the list for sure. I've got Peaky Blinders to watch, a couple other shows, you know, Stranger Things I've got to get caught up on. So got a busy summer on.
I've never watched Stranger Things.
Oh, it's a good one. Might be worth binging before fall camp gets here.
Yeah, I might do that actually.
All right, man. Well, it's been fun getting to know you a little bit more. It's been fun getting an inside look at, you know, visit at SMU, your commitment. You got anything else to say out there to SMU fans listening?
Yes, this class will help, but overall, SMU is the best place to be at right now.
Good deal. Well, thank you so much, Reagan, for coming on with us. We appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your summer and enjoy getting ready for your senior year and all that's to come before you arrive at SMU.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
That was Reagan Gill. This was the On the Pony Express podcast. We appreciate you guys listening. Feel free to leave us a rating, leave us a review, subscribe to the podcast, and share it with any SMU fans that you know of that might want to take a listen to it. So we'll catch you next time with another edition of the podcast. Thanks for listening.